Mr. Strater shut the doors of his van. There, Frankie, that's tomorrow's job. Ready, two special oak harbours to take to the shop a long way off. He pushed one heavy garage door shut. Frankie pushed the other. They met in the middle. I hope it'll be fine, said Mr. Streeter. It'd be nice to drive then. I'm always like to get back to the country again. That's it, like, asked Frankie. What? Mr. Streeter stared at Frankie. What's that? The country. Haven't you been ever? Not he. I've seen it. Oh, all the pictures. And on TV, but what it's really like. There was only one thing to do, Mr. Streeter thought. And it seems to me it's time you say it for yourself. You'd better come. Come, Frankie's voice went up in a squeak. Come with you tomorrow in the van. Frankie still could not believe what he had heard. That's right, go home and ask. Out from the little carriages and in among the high blocks of flats ran Frankie. He couldn't get he couldn't get to his own fast enough. He could hardly breathe, and he got up to his door. But his father said yes, school holidays were too long for. And then Frankie, he dashed down the stairs to tell Mr. Streeter he could come. The only trees Frankie knew grew in the park and in the garden of an old house. The only streets Frankie knew were those near the flats. The only fields Frankie had ever seen were a playing field for football and once an airfield, so he was up right and early, ready for the country day. Just being up there in the van was nice, just sitting there and bouncing along through the big dirty town. On the edge of the two houses stood in their own big flower gardens, and then the fields again, not a few, but many, spreading as far as Frankie could see.